This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through Genesis chapters 45 and 46, picking up with Joseph is gracious, do not quarrel, Jacob revived, Jacob removes to Egypt part one, and Jacob removes to Egypt part two. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lord comes to save us.
A reading from Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among your brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how may we know what the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's word for us today is taken from Deuteronomy 18, where we read, like me. Like me. What a great idea, Moses. Now there's an awesome promise. Like me. I'm going to send a prophet like me, he promises. What a great idea, he proclaims. But Moses, there's a small problem with this like me. You never tell us what this like me means. Like me, it's a big moment in Deuteronomy 18, this wrap up to the Pentateuch. Look, I'm going to send a prophet like me. And now we have to take a pause and ask Moses, what exactly do you mean by this big moment here in Deuteronomy 18? Like me can mean all kinds of things, after all. When you think of Moses, perhaps we go with that law preacher. But even that has its promises. Yes, I realize those of you who like your Greek go straight to nomos, forgetting that Torah is instruction, catechesis, revelation. But even Moses as law probably isn't what that like me really is. Like me, what exactly is Moses proclaiming here? What does it mean to have this like me Moses who is to come? Moses was far more than simply that lawgiver, after all. Moses was that person whom God sent, who sent to set the people free, the person of the Exodus. But not only that, Moses was the person who suffered for the sake of God's people, so that they might make it to the promised land. Even Isaiah the prophet himself at 52 and 53, that glorious suffering servant, Isaiah casts him using language that reminds us of Moses as he looks to that unimaginable, awesome suffering servant who has yet to come. Like me, looks to a greater Moses, a Moses who will set us free. Like me, Now we're talking about something really important here, Moses. After all, we're talking about Jesus. Jesus, the one who came to set us free from bondage to sin, who even more than Moses suffered and died on behalf of us, who walked us, who led us through those waters of baptism, who even now is with us in our present wilderness and promises to lead us to the promised land. Like me, what an awesome promise here. Like me. And here I look out from the best seat in the house. I guess I'm standing. Details. I always hate it when those get in the way. And I see a bunch of like me's, as in Moses, that God continues to send the like me's. Oh, we follow in that footstep of Moses, because that's what God does here through the workings of the Holy Spirit. He sends you out, and the reality is he sends you to places you would never dream possible, or perhaps even sometimes want to avoid. Case in point, I grew up about 2.5 hours away from here, and my goal in life, let the record show, was to live nowhere close to West Lafayette, Indiana. The Holy Spirit had other plans, and I still chuckle to this very day 10 years later. And God continues to send. He sends you to places that sometimes will be very unexpected. He sends you to sacrifice, to suffer for the sake of God's people, to whom you'll bring this saving message. The like me. Like me, what an awesome promise here in Deuteronomy 18. Like me, it started out so uncertain after all, and then we looked back and found out who that like me really entailed. Like me, that suffering servant Jesus, who has led us out of bondage to sin, death, and devil, who is with us in our present wilderness, who will lead us to the promised land. And the like me, whose footsteps we even now follow, as God sends us out to bring this saving message to those who might have heard it, to those who need this comfort, this saving message, until that great day in which Jesus comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we know our God. our prayers, we give thanks to God for the birth of a daughter, Lucy Ann, to seminarian Benjamin and Jennifer Wessel. O Lord, hear my prayer. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into this world as the child of Mary. We thank you for the life of this child, Lucy Ann, entrusted to our care. Bring her to the saving waters of holy baptism and grant to her that precious inheritance awaiting her in your eternal kingdom. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.